episode number 1233 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Miriam Lucas. How is everyone doing? We're talking today about IAM Chinese. This podcast is sponsored by Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it. My immediate family includes my father, mother, and two younger sisters, and I was born in Beijing, China, in the late 1960s and early 1970s, the youngest of my parents' three children. In subtle and frank ways, white Americans are constantly telling me that it's strange to be Chinese, that I'm abnormal, and that being American first is abnormal. My parents call me American Chinese because they think that having an American as Chinese is different from being born as an American first. It seems that I can never be Chinese enough to fit into the Chinese community, which annoys me. I was always confused because I weigh 200% of my own weight and I always feel like I'm not enough, but I'm not. The cacophony of hyphens of Chinese and American identity sent me out in every way possible to find a place to which I belong. Either way, every experience has thrown a spotlight on myself, and I had to deal with it. Now, being Chinese and not being ethnically Chinese or a citizen of the People's Republic of China can mean that you are not Chinese but not Chinese. It may also mean that you are not a citizen of either the People's Republic of China or the US, but ethnic Chinese, unless otherwise stated. Citizens of the People's Republic of Korea usually refers to those used in administrative or political terms, such as citizens of the People's Republic of Korea. Chinese citizenship can be recognized by other minorities, including Manchurians, Mongols, Tibetans, and Uyghurs. Now we have individuals who can be ethnic Chinese but do not have Chinese citizenship, as well as citizens of the People's Republic of China who are not necessarily ethnic Chinese but independent citizens, aborigines living in Taiwan, who do not consider themselves ethnic Chinese but citizens of the Republic of China, are among the majority of Chinese considered ethnic. They must not use the word Chinese to describe their political, administrative identity. American, born Chinese. During my training as a Chinese teacher, I learned the basics of be, she, and have to learn the Chinese language. Grammatically speaking, it emphasizes that a person is primarily Chinese. Now that we know that the basic be, she, have word is used together with Chinese pronouns, we can start to form a few Chinese sentences for other people in this lesson. I hope these little pieces can help you to distinguish between the many meanings that are assigned to words in Chinese. I would not be surprised if someone else could come up with a different meaning for the word Chinese in addition to the seven above. I also believe that China's schools are constantly improving and that the future of education in China is bright. I hope this article can help readers understand Chinese teachers and to stimulate more interest in China and Chinese education. Chinese teachers, and I understand that it has many advantages over exams-oriented teaching in the United States. My love of mathematics is rooted in Chinese culture, as my father's enthusiasm for little mathematical tricks is infectious. On June 24, CNN published an article entitled "Uncle Petrov is a Russian streaming star who questions China what it means to be Chinese" in Dong Dong, and a CNN report also used the story to discuss what being Chinese means in a society where ethnic homogeneity and social conformity are the norm. I must say that I feel that CNN has used me falsely to criticize China's ethnic politics. I don't know the English equivalent, though, and in fact I don't know if there is a Chinese equivalent as vivid as mine. I grew up believing that the Chinese people are dirty, submissive, and socially regressive, and that China is a place for dictators. Dong said he was irritated when he learned that CNN was criticizing China's ethnic politics in the second part of the same report. If China cannot be represented, then I want Silicon Valley to at least hear the voice of China, because I am a Chinese who lives in mainland China. It is not about wanting to be Chinese, but about what a country in the world must be in the face of a collapsing Western civilization. I am ashamed of my Chinese-American identity, not because I am trying to deny my own culture, but because I have heard that enough is enough. Chinese language and literature was chosen as a subject, and when I enrolled I was told that I was enrolled in the English Institute. It was only later that I learned that my aunt, who is a professor at
the English faculty of the college, thought I should learn English and arranged for my file to be transferred from Chinese to English.
This was IAM Chinese, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 1233. My name is Miriam Lucas, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.